W Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At least 28 people have been hurt after a driver drove a vehicle into a crowd in Munich, Germany. The suspect, an Afghan asylum seeker, has been arrested. Hamas now says it will release three Israeli hostages as scheduled this week, paving the way toward resolving a major dispute over the Gaza ceasefire. A federal judge granting the Trump administration the green light to move forward with those buyouts for federal workers. However, now it's too late for those who didn't act.
This morning, the window for the more than 2 million federal employees to accept the buyout offer is now closed, as Elon Musk and his Doge team cut the government's workforce under the direction of President Trump. More than 73,000 people accepting that offer before the final email last night.
ABC's Perry Russum. President Trump says he and Russian President Vladimir Putin have agreed to begin negotiations on ending the war in Ukraine. Trump has been noncommittal as to whether Ukraine would be an equal participant in talks. This is ABC News. The Attorney General of Louisiana now going after a New York doctor over drugs that can be used to induce an abortion. ABC's Jim Ryan.
Dr. Margaret Carpenter is accused of shipping an abortion drug to a pregnant teenager in Louisiana where those drugs are prohibited. West Baton Rouge District Attorney Tony Clayton.
This doctor has a date with Louisiana. Louisiana justice.
An extradition request has been filed, but New York Governor Kathy Hochul says,
never, under any circumstances, will I sign an extradition agreement.
The teenager's mother also faces charges for ordering her daughter's abortion drug from Carpenter's New York clinic. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Elon Musk now says he's willing to scrap his bid to buy OpenAI if the board of directors there will roll back its plans to turn it into a for-profit company. Musk has put together a bid of over $97 billion for the maker of ChatGPT, which he helped co-found, OpenAI's head, flatly refusing. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hey, it's Amanda with your new Wisco 411, and who's ready to jump into an icy cold lake? Come on, it sounds like fun, right? A polar plunge is a Wisconsin rite of passage, and one's coming up sooner than you think. February 22nd at Prokopsky Boat Launch in De Pere, you can join a bunch of other brave and exciting souls who are ready to take the plunge, supporting more than 1,400 athletes of Special Olympics Wisconsin. Go ahead and register now. Go to WGBW.FM, click events to find out how.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The Bucks beat the Timberwolves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Despite missing Giannis and Damian Lillard, the Bucks beat the Timberwolves in Minnesota, 103-101. Doc Rivers pleased with the new players who stepped in, like Kyle Kuzma and Gary Trent, and the performance by Kevin Porter Jr.
His guts, he's calm. Kuz, I thought, had some great plays downhill. Gary Trent, a lot of guys just played well. We moved the ball, you know, the entire game.
I guess what do you like about your effort defense?
Just gutty. Gutty. We did our best of doing it without fouling. Overall, we did that, and that was really good.
Kyle Kuzma, what it's like playing for the Bucks instead of the last place Washington Wizards.
You know, I'm not going to call Washington a bad team because it's not a bad team. They're just in a rebuild, and they're trying to figure out what they want to do there for their future. Matters.
Baseball. The Brewers signing lefty Tyler Alexander to a one-year, $1 million deal. He had been with the Tampa Bay Rays. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Although it's been nominated for Best Picture and several other awards, there was a point when Timothy Chalamet thought A Complete Unknown would never get made. The Bob Dylan biopic was announced by director James Mangold in 2020, but was shelved due to COVID. It eventually found its way to the big screen 5 years later. Chalamet said that gave him time to learn how to play the guitar and to sing. That might just be what puts him over the top in the race for Best Actor as well. Stand by. In an age where it can take years just for a TV show to get renewed, that is not the case with the show Reacher. The popular streamer returns for season 3 February 20th, barely 1 year from the debut of season 2. Reacher fans appreciate the aggressive shooting schedule, I'm sure. 8 new episodes will drop one at a time, sigh, on Amazon Prime. I saw the trailer for the new season the other night, and somehow they found a man bigger than Alan Ritchson to be his nemesis. Hope it's better than season 2. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Clouds will decrease this morning. It'll be sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today, 18. Tonight, down to 7 below zero. Tomorrow, snow will kick in the afternoon with snow likely tomorrow night into Saturday. We may be talking 4 to 6 or more inches by the time everything winds down on Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
Hey, for the person behind you, give a compliment. Random acts of kindness on the next New Wisco Weekend. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Why doing good for others is good for you, too.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS. From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
From Beckett's Restaurant, Wagner's Market City, and a council member here. And boy, you talk about young energy, I mean, that these people bring to the table. And that's what they're doing. And that's awesome. We love coming down here to Oshkosh. We're downtown Oshkosh at our studios at WISS. Karen Schneider joining us right now, publisher of the Oshkosh Herald, a paper we're going through right now. And I came up with three potential guests I want to have on our show. I was telling Todd, it's like, hey, we got to do something. So I found three story ideas, as we used to call them in the newsroom. Three story ideas just by going through one edition of your paper here, the Oshkosh Herald.
Then it's doing its job.
There you go. Great to have you here.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Tough industry, publishing, and you're successful at it. And are people, is it the content, the hyper-local, or what gives you the traction you've got?
Well, I would say it's the hyper-local content that gives us the traction that people are looking at. Because when you look at the daily newspapers and so many of the other ones that, you know, theoretically have, well, not theoretically, they've decreased their staff, right? So the local news isn't out there. So we tried to fill that void. And that was why we started the Oshkosh Herald 7 years ago, is because that's what we heard, or I should say I heard, after separating from Gannett. There was a couple of years no one would hire me, so I created my own job. So
there you go.
You know,
I think you're onto something there, and we can say that because we have, and I know you're friends with the Press Times, which we have in Green Bay, which is a relatively new paper. Like you said, the Woods have been around forever, but a relatively new paper, and people were really missing that, and they were calling the TV stations, the newspapers, saying, "Look, we want more local sports, more local entrepreneurs, more local development," and for whatever reason, you're probably just cost cutting one of them because you can get one story that's statewide. So, is it a financial success? Can I ask? You don't have to disclose a lot, but I believe it's a tough business.
It's a tough business. We'll just leave it at that.
Well, we want to support this. We think this is important local news. I think that's what you know, our owner here at Civic Media saw the void as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So here's the thing: a lot of people look, And it's interesting because I'm doing a learning in retirement later this morning.
Those are great.
And I have a 5-minute video to share with them that talks about the industry. And, you know, you look at it and go, well, look at this. She's delivering this to all of us. She's got to be doing fantastic, right? But the truth of it is $6,500 a week to print it, $6,500 a week to mail it,
right.
You know, and that. And it's advertising supported, right? So I always say it's PPP. It's paper, postage, and people. And those are the three things that, that bring that newspaper to your mailbox every single week. So we work very hard at delivering the news that matters to the local community. And you'll, especially right now in the climate that we have, I get so many emails and calls right now saying, you need to have a letters to the editor section.
Oh,
you need
God.
To know.
And
it's
need
like,
an obituary.
That's not what we are.
Right.
That's not what we are. Our whole thing is we talk about what is going on in the community. You get to decide what you want to do. But that's not us putting room in there saying, you know, for and against. Because here's the thing, too. We're a small mom and pop shop, right? And when you read something in a newspaper or a magazine or you hear it on TV, whether it's an op-ed or a letter to the editor, people don't realize that. All they say is, I read it in blank. And this just this last week, I've been called, you know, you're too left, you're too right, you're too too conservative, you're too liberal. And I'm like, okay, well, if I'm all of that at the same time, I must be doing something right.
I've been called exactly both, like the farthest reach of each. And I'm like, I must have an identity crisis because I didn't realize that I was so far on both ends. It's like,
right?
Really?
Yes.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
So we're with Karen Schneider. She's the publisher of the Oshkosh Herald. A six and a half years. How long have you been in business?
We just had our seventh anniversary.
Congratulations to
you. Thank
you. One in business would think you're kind of over the danger period. But I don't know. I don't see your books. But those first few years are a little bit tough because there's expenses that creep up on you. And you say it's postage, printing, and then people. Mm-hmm. You've got to pay them as well. Do you? Staff, interns, how are you getting all your content?
So we are staffed, and for the first 3 years, we didn't have any reporters. We used freelancers and Dan Rorty, who's our editor. And that's how we were able to do it. We hired our first full-time reporter when we were 3 years old.
Yeah.
So you're going to say your first child.
Exactly, yes.
Well, it was 3 years old.
I feel like that, Caitlin, if you're listening, yes. You know, and then gradually we added on. So, for instance, we have three newspapers. So we have the Oshkosh Herald. This week, Neenah News is celebrating its third anniversary. And then in October of last year, we took over the Winneconne News.
Oh.
So each of those newspapers has basically one reporter that's covering that market. And then we have Steve Clark, who is the sports guy. And he writes a lot of the sports content. He organizes the freelancers that help us out with the sports and so forth. But Steve is also our production person.
Wow.
So he's the one who's putting all our pages together for the newspapers as well. Everyone has a lot of
hats
that they wear.
Which is fine in a small business.
And it's a small group. And what I can say is from working in different areas and industries is that they're all there because they believe in the mission. It's not the pay. It's not the benefits because I don't get any. But they're there because they believe in the mission.
That's awesome. And the leadership, too. You're obviously doing a good job.
We're with Karen Schneider, publisher, Oshkosh Herald.
And we're... Your content is relevant and it's local. I want to ask you how you find your stories because I'll tell you a little bit of story before. Mm-hmm. I complained to the TV stations, you guys, it's all weather. I mean, come on. It's just so much weather. Then it's so much sports. And you know what they said? That's what the customers want. So how you can argue that?
Well, I guess if that's what they're asking for. So our content comes from, we'll receive a lot of press releases. That'll come in, which is great. We'll get leads from people calling, letting us know what's going on. But most of all, it's you know, the team saying, hey, did you hear about this?
Yeah.
Or, and I got to say, I know you just had Chris Larson on here.
Mm-hmm.
I watch way too many government meetings.
You might want to go see somebody.
Yeah, you know, right? Well, and the funny thing is I don't write about them. I just say, did you see this?
Yeah.
You know, so.
I just, one quick segue to that. There was a coach in Green Bay, and I saw him and didn't know him. He came up to me and goes, man, I watch all your city council meetings. I'm like, I thought you had a better life than that. And I was driving home and said to my wife, that's amazing that he, but you know, that's why I watch sports is to get away from politics. And I think he watches politics to get away from sports. You know, you know what I mean?
True,
it's like
yes.
A different thing. I don't really care, but it's kind of entertaining.
So Karen, what are you trying to get away from?
right. But yeah, that televised city council meetings, Problem is the council people know they're on TV, so it's a little bit more showboating than it was before we had TV. But whatever, that's the world we live in. Tell me about the sports appetite in this community.
Okay. Well, I can tell you that as in the couple years that I was between Gannett and started mm-hmm. in the Herald, that is one of the things that I heard the most from people is there is no local sports coverage. So when you sit down and start talking about, well, what is going to go in these pages? Well, prep sports was right there. And it is just prep sports, right? In Oshkosh, we only cover the four high schools. UWO will get in there every now and then if we have the space for it and stuff, but it's just the four local high schools that we cover. And they are probably the most read pages in the newspaper.
And that's a special connection because it maybe not be your kid, but the neighbors, you know, it's, exactly. You know somebody you read about, oh, I know him. Yeah. I know his parents. And mm-hmm. that, yeah, and those kids deserve that coverage too. So,
and, you know, on the flip side, we get a lot, well, what about the academic side? You know, why are you not doing anything on that? It's like, well, help us out.
Right.
Send it to us. Let us know what's going on. You know,
don't you love that? That's one thing I've always loved in my years in the media. People coming to complain, how come you didn't do a story on Tommy Zablonski out there? He just... I was like, who's Tommy? He's up at Marion or something. You know what I mean? It's like, thank you for calling and telling us instead of just calling and yelling at us for, by chance, out of 8 million possible stories we could do that we didn't do that one that you thought we should be done. So that does happen when it comes to local sports a lot. Go ahead.
Yes. Yes.
Very, that was a very polite yes.
Yes. So, but I get it. It's passionate,
it
right?
It is. And it's something they can connect with. Yeah. Right? I mean, it's right there. And do you have your, can I use the word sources in city government, county government?
I would, you know, I'm not sure I can answer that question. I have my relationships and talk with people. But if they're talking to me, it's typically off the record.
Well, that's a source.
It is. But then we don't name,
well,
you know,
not.
We don't, you know, if they're not willing to go public on something, it's not going to be listed. But that really falls to the reporters to get those stories and follow up on them.
Right. And even off the record, that gives you information to find out what's on the record.
Correct.
And that's great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and how often is your paper out? I know, but I'm just asking for our listeners.
Every Wednesday. Right. So it goes to press on Mondays, and it should be in your mailbox on Wednesday. It's online usually on Tuesday afternoons.
Okay. That's awesome. And the advertisers, I mean, they're getting in front of 31,000 households, which is probably 100,000 people.
It's usually, you know, 1.66, 1.7. So,
okay.
Yeah, 55,000 or so.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yeah. Are you thinking of going to subscription-based?
For Oshkosh?
Yeah.
No.
Mm. Okay. Well, I'm glad the advertisers and your
not at this time, and I get that question a lot.
I bet.
There's always rumors, right? Oh, they're going to, you know, you have to start paying for it, or they're leaving, one or the other. But no, in the Oshkosh model, it took 5 years to get there, but the Oshkosh Herald is strong.
Yeah, seems like it. So what's the future of newspapers? I mean, you hear that that's a dying breed, and, mm-hmm. you know, my dad read the paper every day. I read the paper every day. I can't say that my kids do. But
read it. My 30-somethings are on Reddit, it
right.
seems. Yeah.
But tell me, you're in the industry. You've been in it for a long yep. time. What do you see with newspapers?
So, you know, newspapers were dying when I started it at the Arizona Republic in 86. You know, I've been through a lot. But when it comes to local news, I think your local newspapers, your community newspapers, they are going to be around for a long, long time.
Yep. People appreciate that news, and it's... It's honest, you know, it's not, you know, some of the stuff you get is a little bit filtered, and that stuff is just, it's local, and that's what people want to hear.
It's local, and this is what you would have heard.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, thanks for bringing that to Oshkosh. Can you stick around for just a couple minutes?
Sure.
A couple more questions for you. Karen Schneider, publisher, Oshkosh Herald, we'll be right back. If you have half a
break. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The New Hampshire legislature has proposed various schemes over the last decade to keep liberal-leaning college students living in the state from voting in elections.
Most have failed, but no fewer than three voter suppression bills are before the legislature this year. A 2020 New Hampshire Supreme Court decision overturned a previous law, SB 3, and preserved the current rules allowing college students to use their dormitory or off-campus address as their legal domicile for voting purposes. As of last November, an official student ID could still be used as identification. That could change with HB 323, which eliminates school-issued identifications as acceptable means for ID for voting. SB 223 has been tried before. It allows any student eligible to vote in New Hampshire to qualify for in-state tuition at any state university system campus, but also eliminates college-issued IDs as a form of identification. HB 289 challenges the definition of domicile again. Previous bills tried to outlaw dormitories as acceptable domicile, require a car registration, or to have a New Hampshire driver's license. HB 289's latest tactic prohibits domicile status for anyone who is legally a dependent at an address outside the state. We've linked to local reporting and the text of the bills at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
I'm packed and I'm holding. I'm smiling, she leaves, and she goes, and she leaves for me. Says she leaves for me, ovation. Motivation. She comes out and she goes down to me, and I make you smile like it's up for you.
Whoever would you want? WISS in downtown Oshkosh. 10 degrees in Green Bay, 12 degrees in Appleton, 8 degrees in Oshkosh. It'll get real cold over the weekend for Valentine's Day, and we're being joined right now by Karen Schneider, publisher of the Oshkosh Herald.
And looking at your paper, Karen, it touches on a lot of things. I mean, this is yesterday's paper that we got. It comes out on Wednesdays, like you said. But yeah, everything from these kids making Valentines for veterans. You talk about people must want to follow up on some of these stories, like the indigenous findings at a park.
That's going to be a great series. Yes,
people
yes.
are going to want to know more about that.
I've always wanted to do that. Are they looking for any volunteers to like shift, you know, they take the sand and put in a screen and...
Well, that's all done now. And this is actually the presentation of what they found. So this was when, 2023, when they were redoing the road right. in Menominee Park. And then they found, I can never say archaeological whatever. So they had to call in UW-Milwaukee right. to do that. Same thing that they did with the Oshkosh Corp when they started digging there to build their headquarters. So what they've done between I hope I don't leave anyone out, between the Public Museum, the Senior Center, and then Discover Oshkosh is sponsoring it. They have put together this presentation to talk about what they found there. And it's amazing because it goes back, I think, 600 to 1400
yeah.
AD.
Yeah.
You know, and we have all our problems today, you know, right? Yeah. And think about what it was back then.
Are they going to display everything then at this?
I believe they're going to have displays, but they're going to talk about what they found.
I'd love to see that. That's interesting. I love that stuff.
What, the 22nd of February or something like that?
Get the paper, follow the story.
Yeah, there it is.
I'm an amateur archaeologist.
You can say that word. So.
The other thing I can do. Comment on your paper. You know, I do get a number of newspapers. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of pictures in here too, which is not... I mean, that's nice for people like me who like pictures. That again, that's another expense and your decision. That's great you do that, right? I mean, it's got to connect with people. They love.
Yes, some of them are submitted.
Well,
some of, and our freelance, well, our reporters take photos. And then we do have a couple of freelance photographers here in Oshkosh that we work with, Jim Kepnick and Michael Cooney.
In Green Bay, they got a guy who's a retired veteran and went to NWTC and learned photography. And he actually was on the show yesterday. And he takes some great pictures, but can really capture the story. I mean, you're going to probably read the headlines is what attracts you, but boy, the photo can bring you into the story as well, especially this one about peanut butter and jelly food campaign.
And a photo says a thousand words, right?
So. Absolutely. So interesting stuff. So you think the future of newspapers locally is solid?
I do.
Let me ask you about a student in journalism that enjoys writing. You encourage them to pursue this industry? There's obviously the visual media, and there's God knows how much there is online.
There is a lot. And it's interesting. For a journalist student, I would say absolutely follow that. We need you. But it's like going, if you're going to school to be in a nonprofit, right? You know that what you're going to be doing has value. It just may not have the biggest paycheck that goes along with it. And in journalism, you really do have to work your way up. I'm on a couple of, Facebook groups on journalism, like ex-Gannett people, and what's your plan B for journalists. And, there's a lot of jaded people out there that are my age that have went through it and have been riffed. Their jobs have been eliminated 3-4 times, and they get to a point.
Not to interrupt, but the radio business over the last year has been, hey, Todd, those same types of things.
But for young people coming up, I would definitely encourage it, but I'd also let them know this is not going to be a 6-figure job as you come out of school.
There are students though, or kids that are 22, 23, 24, that are more into the passion than they are the paycheck. Mm-hmm. I sometimes say that I wasn't like that. I graduated in the 80s, and we were kind of like, whoever pays the most is where I'm going, and I don't think that's today anymore, which I think is great.
Well, I can say if my team is listening, thank you. I love you because they are there because they believe in the mission, and they could probably all go someplace else and make more money.
But you seem, not that you're the office mom, but I mean that means a lot to people if you're appreciated and encouraged and you give them some.
Really? really?
Todd, is that a message?
We're working on it.
Karen, I wanted to ask you.
We're overpaid.
Being in the media, are you a little concerned at all about maybe being silenced or muted as a news outlet, even in a community like Oshkosh, knowing what's going on a larger scale?
Because we're advertising supported. That always is a little thing in your head. But here's the thing. If you read our paper, we're not left, right. We're covering what's going on in the community. So if someone really were to try to cancel us for one of our stories, I'd have to scratch my head for one. But we have our morals and ethics, and it's we're not going to compromise those. I'm getting up there in
you're talking to the same group of people.
It's like, I'm not going to compromise who I am or anything like that. And if that were the case, if we would actually get to that, like there's no money coming in for this, I hate to say it, but the reality would be, we have to have a retirement as well. And you have to nip it somewhere. I don't see that happening with community newspapers like ourselves at all. I think we bring great value to a community by letting them know what's going on. We've been out here for about 7 years, and I'm not saying it's us, but I'd say if you looked at the voter the voter numbers that are going to the polls these days, that is on the rise. And and community newspapers are popping up all over the place. And so hopefully, collectively, we're having a difference.
I just want to say, as somebody who lives in the city, I really appreciate the paper. It's great to get that every week because I do feel like, I just learned 2 or 3 things, like John said. You make that connection. So thank you.
3 new guests.
Yes. There you go. Absolutely.
Well, I just want to say that the local papers, when they kind of went away, there weren't as many people running for office. There was more not good things going on. The transparency was less. So you guys kind of bring that back too. I think people read this and they want to get involved. And I think that's something, it's not a direct, but it's ancillary to your newspaper is getting people to get involved in the community.
Absolutely.
I think that's great. Well, thanks for what you're doing. One thing, do you have an association of, like, what do you call yourselves? Local newspapers? I mean, are you
a member?
Oh, Yeah.
Yes. Two organizations.
All right. That's great to have that support from other communities. All right. Thanks for being here. You do a lot for Oshkosh and for the whole keeping it local.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Well, federal monies might be in doubt for Wisconsin farmers. Governor Tony Evers looking to invest about $80 million more in Wisconsin agriculture. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. And one part of the governor's proposed 2025-2027 executive budget would create a brand new program for Wisconsin dairy farmers. $1.5 million he is earmarked to create a new pilot Dairy Agriculture Resilience Investment Now Grant, or DARING for short. Wisconsin Ag Secretary Randy Romanski explained some of the details.
The great thing about this is it's getting dollars in the farmers' hands. So if they want to make improvements, whether it's technology, whether it's equipment, something to modernize on farm, this is going to give them a little bit of help to kind of make those investments, because we know things aren't cheap. And this is a way that the state can be a partner. The governor's been thinking about this for some time because he wants to get resources in the hands of farmers to let them know, hey, we're going to be your partner in modernizing and expanding your operation if that's what you want to do. And that, you know, with the way technology moves these days, it's important to help people keep pace.
Randy Romanski, our Wisconsin Ag Secretary, describing the new proposed pilot project, Dairy Agriculture Resilience Investment Now Grant, DARING for short, allowing farms to invest in things like upgrading their IT infrastructure, milking equipment, or milk processing equipment.
Veltima fungicide out-yields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve and make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
The end of harvest, snow covered fields, and an early morning sunrise. Winter is a good time to evaluate your livestock's health. BioVet loves seeing healthy animals contribute to your farm's profitability. The knowledge and support from our team is here to help you make the difference in the health and productivity on your farm. Help your livestock stay healthy and call 1-800-BIOVET1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
And yesterday, the U.S. House Committee on Education and the Workforce passed the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act. It's a bill that would allow for whole and reduced fat milk to again be served in school cafeterias. The vote 24-10. That's a look at what's happening in food news for a Thursday. Don't forget, more available anytime at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Clouds will decrease this morning. It'll be sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today, 18. Tonight, down to 7 below zero. Tomorrow, snow will kick in the afternoon with snow likely tomorrow night into Saturday. We may be talking 4 to 6 or more inches by the time everything winds down on Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, we will recap the status of the Trump administration's multiple court cases. Plus, why don't Republican elected officials want federal cuts in their states? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A trial date has yet to be set for Katrina Bauer, who faces a charge of chronic neglect of a child resulting in death and three other charges. The 32-year-old Bauer is the mother of 3-year-old Elijah Vu, who was reported missing and later found dead last year. She was in court Wednesday, where a June 13th scheduling conference was set. Bauer's boyfriend, Jesse Vang, the caregiver who reported Elijah missing, faces charges of physical abuse of a child causing death and hiding a corpse. He will be in court on March 13th for a scheduling conference. A Northeast Wisconsin representative is supporting legislation that will allow clerks and election officials to process absentee ballots the day before the election. Ahmad Rivera-Wagner of Green Bay said the bill attempts to make things easier and faster on election day.
I am very hopeful that there is bipartisan support for clerks to process absentee ballots. Process, not count them early, which will take hours off of central count processes, allowing us to have early nights on election day versus them being late in the morning because of the amount of both Republicans and Democrats voting absentee ballot now.
Rivera Wagner said it can take over 4 hours just to open envelopes containing absentee ballots, which leads to long nights and late returns. A 32-year-old Appleton man was arrested and charged with possession with the intent to distribute cocaine following a traffic stop in Fond du Lac. A Facebook post from the sheriff's office said they found 158 grams of cocaine in the rental vehicle during a traffic stop for a moving violation in December. The man is being held on a $15,000 cash bond. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
WISS Studios in downtown Oshkosh. Special thanks to the great guests we've had. We've got some more coming up right now. Rob Wilcox, Zaroni's, owner of the spot. And again, good little combination of words there, along with his general managers, Dee and Jared. Welcome, Rob and crew.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
We're good. And when you look at fast food, food in general, number one on anybody's list is pizza.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, it just is, right? It just beats all the sub sandwiches and everything else. And
my number one line now has been when I just talk to people is, hey, do you like pizza? And then I can start talking about Zaroni's. And there's a lot of people that you still don't know about Zaroni's.
Yeah. And as you learn in sales school, just get them saying yes, right? And who says no to when that question? Tell me how it's going. You're really a relatively new owner, right? A couple of years?
I would say operationally, it's going good. I don't have to ever be there. Dee and Jared have it running.
Wow, that's quite a compliment.
Yeah, but there's the sales haven't returned to the level that we need. So yeah. I'm a landlord here in town, and I've been having to put my own money in. So
okay, I just, you said sales. I ran a couple businesses. Sales are never where you want them to be. But I mean, you're going to get a point where at least your cash flowing. Hey, I want to talk to you about becoming a general manager. That is not an easy job, because they talk about business and sometimes the struggle is ingredients, but a lot of times it's labor. Mm-hmm. And tell me how you're managing your people and how things are going there.
You know, it always comes and goes. Coming from we're a new business technically, even though me and Dee came from the old business. So having to train new people, all the attitudes, all the different desires that people have, you know, it's complicated.
Yeah,
but Rob picked the right two people to do it.
I'm sensing that. Were you in the pizza business? Do you make pizza? Do you guys do that at home? Tell me about your love for pizza.
I've just always been a fat kid, so I mean, pizza's my jam.
We're on the radio, man. You could have said, "This is how I stay so fit." You know,
he's talking about the PHAT fat.
Okay, oh, yeah, there you go.
This is all about honesty, brother.
Anyway, To have a successful business in the retail, many times people will try to align with doing good things in the community. And I know you do that, and I'd like you to just talk a little bit about some of the things that Zaroni's does to connect with the community.
Zaroni's, right?
Zaroni's.
Yeah. Zaroni's.
Sorry.
As in the combination between pizza and macaroni.
There you go.
When I approached John Damel to buy it, the one thing I said to him that would include in my offer is a commitment to what he has done, supporting the community. And a big reason why I'm for that is because of my Christian faith. So
that's awesome to share that. Yeah. And tell me about, you mentioned when we were out in the hall, this Val Phillips. What's the connection there with you?
So back in October-ish, I can't remember exactly, I had reached out to Val Phillips to...
And tell people what Val Phillips is.
That's Val Phillips is a middle school. Right. I got to back up a little bit. My wife is a teacher at Lakeside Elementary, and one of my church members is a teacher at Val Phillips, and... my wife was always telling me about all the drama that goes on there. And so I wanted to give the school a tool to, another tool to help them promote, good behavior of the students and stuff. And so we came up with giving them 4 free pizzas a month and, I'm sorry, a week. And then the school uses it how they, deemed to reward students to, obey teachers, listen,
Isn't that great? And that, as your wife knows, and you probably know as well, is a positive reinforcement lasts so much longer than, giving a kid a timeout or putting them in detention like they did with me. So it's nice you have that. Zaroni's is doing the positive reinforcement. 4 pizzas a week, and that's...
We want to do more, but...
16 kids a month are getting something very positive.
Right. I want to do more of that stuff, and I've left messages with other schools, but, principals are quite busy, and I gotta go shovel snow yet today. So
the entrepreneur, right? I mean, there's always.
So I don't have all the time to devote to it, and
too busy to accept free pizzas.
I don't know if they actually know. It's like having even. I just leave a message to talk, and then.
In their defense, they are busy.
Yeah.
I mean, they just are. I just...
Probably think it's a complaint about something.
There's lots of those.
What's that?
There's lots of those.
That still happens, huh?
Yes.
Can I ask, is that a Superman tattoo? What is that tattoo?
No, it's actually just a diamond.
Oh, okay.
Every uncut diamond has shining qualities.
Oh, from here it looked like the Superman's chest logo thing.
You could have just went with it.
Yeah, you could have
went with it. Just like I said, it's all honesty, though,
There you go.
I love that.
There you go.
Tell me about the clientele. Is that... changing? Is it something that you bring them in with music specials? Is there one pizza that's like, this is ours?
I mean, clientele, it's really pretty similar to what it was when we were still with John as the owner. Mm-hmm. But we're definitely starting to bring in more people, new people that haven't maybe heard of us or don't know that we're back open again. We like to try to do a lot of specials to try to get people to come in. I know one of the most popular specialties we have is our robot chicken. That's typically everybody's favorite.
Tell me, I haven't had it.
It's got ranch base as the sauce.
Love
it. It's got cheese, bacon, barbecue chicken strips, and then cheddar cheese on top with chip crumble.
You can bring in samples. We're okay.
Right.
I know it's early, but...
I'll see you later today. Okay. Breakfast is usually the best time for pizza.
It is.
Yeah. It's a lot easier for us to explain it, actually, having it here in front of us, than you just
tell everybody how great it is.
Right. Exactly. So I just want to throw that
we'll
out there.
We'll try it on the way home, but that's great. New pizza ideas. I mean, that is a very common... People sit around, they talk sports, they talk health. A lot of people sit around and talk the best pizza, right? I mean, there's so many pizza places and some people like certain things. And a lot of times it comes down to customer service, which is what people like. They don't want to wait.
I have a confession that my children actually prefer Domino's. And
oh, traitors. They're traitors.
So where are they now?
They're in school.
Okay, I didn't.
But it was a Super Bowl and they're like, want to get Domino's? I'm like, no, we're eating Zaroni's.
Traitors. I'm going to have to give them some heck when I see them next.
Yeah, we'll edit that out.
You want me to pay for pizza when I got a building down there? Turn them out by the dozens.
Wow. Audacity nowadays.
New pizza ideas, do they come from customers? Do you guys do a little research?
A little bit of everything. I mean, Jared and I usually sit down and have some pretty good ones, and some of our crew come up with some good ones. One of our crew came up with the Nacho Villain pizza for last month, and then this month we're running our Chicken Parm pizza as our specialty pizza of the month. So we just kind of sit down and go off of each other or what we've made that sounded good.
Do you judge people that order, like, fruit on their pizzas? Because I do.
Check it out.
I make some crazy stuff. Chicken pot pie pizzas, apple pie pizzas.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Double-decker booty wreckers. We won't talk about that.
Wow.
Double-decker booty wreckers. That's the name of one of your pies?
Yes.
Pizzas. Okay.
Not an official pizza. I have my secret menu of all my inventions and stuff.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay.
That we're keeping in the archive for pizzas.
All right. What's there the most unique ingredient you think you've put on your pizzas?
I'd say probably ketchup and mustard.
Oh.
Oh, no. I think the canned mixed vegetables for the pie pizza.
Oh, yeah. Canned mixed vegetables. Yeah,
canned mixed vegetables on a pizza.
Yeah.
And it goes over?
Fantastic.
Okay.
With a gravy base.
Wow.
Okay. How do you deal with the people that, you know, the vegetarians and the glucose-free or whatever that's called? Or
We actually have a ton of vegan and gluten-free options. Right. We have a couple different kinds of crusts that are both vegan. Well, one is vegan, and then the other one is gluten-free.
Yeah.
So we definitely can help cater to those people that have, whether it's dietary or just choice that they want to be gluten-free or vegetarian, we can definitely.
Which is good because you sell more pizzas that way.
Right.
Because I have kids that are like that, and I'm like, come on, you guys. No cheese. I have a daughter that doesn't like cheese. I mean, what?
Right.
Wisconsin?
We're in Wisconsin.
I don't get cheese pizza, though.
I usually get something on top of my cheese.
But if you put
what's that?
Extra cheese.
But there's gonna be some other something
that
grabs you.
Three cheese pizzas too. It's different cheese.
Yep, we have a cheese of pizza. It's got our regular blend, Gouda and Parm on it. Yeah,
smoked Gouda.
Yes, it's so good.
God.
What's the secret to making a really good crust? Because a pizza can't be good if the crust isn't good.
Good dough.
Handball.
Talk to the mic there if you don't mind. Yep.
Good dough, and it's all about the yeast, really.
Okay.
A good self-rising crust, because if you don't have a good self-rising crust, it'll just stay flat and it'll get hard. I mean, it's taken me a long time to perfect the crust, but we love it.
Cool.
And what about, do you do anything else besides the bread crust? I mean, the cauliflower crust, have you looked into some of those things that...
We have ideas. We just haven't gotten around to do it. One thing we want to do is, like, take a low-carb tortilla, like one of those for the wraps, and fry it and put pizza toppings on it. So
I'm happy to be a guinea pig for you. That's sounding good.
Okay, let me just say something, because that's what I buy to eat. And it's, I can tell you, I'm a carb kind of nut, okay? For one of those wraps, the whole thing, it's about this big, size of a dinner plate. It's 15 grams of carbs, but 14 grams of fiber. So it's really only one net carb. So you could really do that where people think, well, I can't eat a pizza. But it really can. You can. I think that's a really great idea you guys have there. I mean, they've come really, really far with low-carb types of bread.
They have. Yes. Well, we also have, we do offer cauliflower crust in a 10-inch and a 14-inch. Plus, we also have what we call our no-crust bakes, which is pretty much just one of our Mac tins where we build your pizza without a crust in it. No carbs at all.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
My wife loves the cauliflower. That's interesting.
You've had that?
Yeah, we have two different sizes.
I got to get over there. Todd
says he's had that one.
I like them. They're delicious.
So, Rob, let me ask you. A year and a half, do you look at franchising? You're going to compete with Domino's? I mean, what? You're going to go to Green Bay, Appleton?
Well, I have goals to grow it. I don't know how far it's going to go. I at least want to get into all of Wisconsin.
Wow.
That's nice.
That's a great. Big goal.
Yeah.
Tell me one quick thing about the cauliflower, because I've been reading lots and lots about that, how that's a replacement now for bread. Do you make the dough then? How do you?
No, we get our cauliflower crust in from our distributor.
Okay, got it.
We make all of our
regular
dough.
So that's already made then with cauliflower.
Yeah, pre-made. Yes. Okay. But all our other dough and many, many of our house-made sauces we all make right in-house.
But you've got to do that now, don't you, to kind of stay alive, stay with it, the no-carb, the gluten, all these different things that normally people get a pizza and throw everything out the window because we're having a pizza, but it's not like that anymore, is it?
Right, right. People are much more health conscious. And
they are, but then there's also people who want, like you were just talking about, the uniqueness of pizza, like a cheeseburger pizza. That's awesome.
Yes, and thing I must mention about Zeroni's is when you eat one of our pizzas, it's very hard to eat the whole thing.
I'll take you on.
Yeah. it's very filling. I've really? Been so amazed by that, where other chains, you know, right. I could eat a whole 12-inch pizza. If I get a 10-inch pizza at Zeroni's, it's hard to eat the whole thing.
Great. I would, a couple more questions for you guys. Stick around. Yeah. All right, Zeroni's, we're going to be right back.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Believe it or not, it is once again time for Wisconsinites to head to the polls and vote. I know, we all have a bit of election fatigue after 2024, but the spring election primary is coming up on Tuesday, February 18th. One race that will be on every ballot statewide for the spring primary is for state superintendent. Incumbent Jill Underley is seeking another term, and two candidates are challenging her. Jeff Wright, superintendent for Sauk Prairie Schools, and Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant and former charter school executive. Kinzer's candidacy, in particular, is gaining steam. Her campaign reported raising more than $500,000, far more than what Underley or Wright have brought in. With that type of financial support, this could prove to be a more competitive race for state superintendent than what we've seen in quite some time. This is becoming a real race to watch.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW.
Show coming your way from downtown Oshkosh on WISS. We're always having a good time when we're down here. And I tell you what, you notice we talk a lot about food when we're in Oshkosh. A lot. We're with Rob Wilcox, Zeroni's owner, along with Dean and Jarrett. And we're getting some. I got a text here says, I love pineapple on my pizza. What did you get, Todd?
Somebody asked, I don't have a mic. Somebody asked about
sauerkraut on their pizza.
Pineapple.
Love it.
Me too.
Depends on the pizza.
Thank you.
depends on what else you're putting on the pizza.
Well, that is true.
Open the door there real quick. Hang on. We're going to do this. It's going to be a quick poll thing. Pineapple on pizza, yes or no with those guys out there?
No.
No? Yes or no?
Kind of a chorus.
Yes? You?
No.
No. Two no's, one yes. Thank you. You can close the door now. All right. Lisa, which way are you? Lisa says yes. I say no.
Yeah. You're welcome.
So that's where we're at.
So people.
Todd says yes.
People come in for pizza, but when you come in to buy pizza, what else is on the menu? And yeah, I was telling you at break that I teach a business class. And we always talk about upselling. If your average sale price is $10, how are you going to get to $14? And what can you add on that complements what you have? What are some of the other things besides an unbelievable line of pizzas?
I mean, we have obviously our awesome pizzas, but we have those Macs too. We have specialty Macs or a build-your-own Mac option. We also have boneless wings, chicken strips, our in-house smoked wings. We've got a phenomenal salad that we
do. You smoke your own wings?
Yes, we do.
Do you really?
Hickory smoked.
Jared does them.
Really?
Yep, Jared does them right outside by the garage.
How long does that take?
It depends how cold it is out.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, usually about a half hour, 45 minutes.
Oh, that's all. Okay.
Yeah, it's a quick smoke, but it's delicious.
They are.
I bet.
Yeah, you can tell if they're microwaved or if they're done like you make them.
Hey, when I was in Europe, I was looking at a menu one time for pizza, and it had like sardine, tuna fish.
You can get out of here with that.
Yeah, I know, right? That's not going to make it over here, is it?
I don't think so.
Seafood on pizza over there.
I tried a tuna pizza, and it was okay. the tuna mac is probably where we should stay with that, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shrimp is okay on pizza, right, you guys? No?
Ooh, that was met with science.
You gotta have tartar sauce and breading for shrimp.
Hey. I actually like the you don't find it much. Actually, a place, not to pub somebody else, I don't even know if they're still open in Green Bay. I used to so many times take my son for birthday parties at Happy Joe's, and they would have the BLT pizzas. Do you guys do BLT pizza with bacon? That's the only place I'd ever seen it.
You can.
We could.
Under the R&D column, a little research and development will come up with the best.
Try that. Try that bacon on there with like a mayo type thing and tomatoes and shredded lettuce. It's phenomenal.
It'd be like a CBR, but with lettuce.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
So you guys have like, I don't know, how many items you have, 30, 40. What's the number one? I mean, like 33 flavors. You talk to them. Number one is vanilla for, I don't know, 25 years. What is your number one pizza? Do you have one?
Probably the Meatosaurus Rex.
Which is like the meat lovers?
I love the name of your pizza.
meat lovers with lots of cheese.
What's the name of it again?
I'm in.
The Meatosaurus Rex.
Meatosaurus Rex.
I think that's Gilbert Brown's favorite too.
Really?
Really? Yeah, that sounds like something I could get used to.
And what was the other one about the double booty or whatever?
The double-decker booty wrecker, that's mac and cheese on the first crust, and then I put another crust over, so it's like a mac and cheese stuffed pizza.
Wow. Oh. You're right about people don't go away hungry and they don't finish, huh? And then, you weren't joking about that.
No.
We talked about your offering of crusts, you know, that you did cauliflower and vegan and thin crust. Is that something that I wouldn't eat anything but thin crust, but people like they're different. Do you have three different levels that you ask?
Yeah, we got thin, hand-tossed, and your thick crust. So the hand-tossed is like your basic crust, but our thick boys get pretty thick, too.
Yeah.
I'd say, like...
Yeah, we just had a
deep dish.
Yeah.
I got a feeling your pizzas are really good leftover.
They are.
They are so good.
They really are. Yeah. Cold or warm, too.
I was going to say, it just seems when you have all those different ingredients, sometimes they all just kind of come together the longer they wait, and then you heat them up that next day. I love leftover pizza.
The mac and cheeses, too.
Really? Just like that? Same type of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to try. Where are you guys located? I really want to come here. Next time I come to Oshkosh, I'm coming to get some of these pizzas.
2407 Jackson Street.
Right across from Mike's place.
Oh, that's...
Okay. All right.
Took Jackson on the way in here.
Last night, my family had the thick crust because we were there. My wife's a teacher at Lakeside, and so Lakeside had their dine-in for a cause last night. So then we went there to not do their job because we haven't spent enough time there. But I was just there to greet, and so was my wife. And we just basically hung out there at Zeroni's last night until closing time. And my second child. Loves the thick crust.
Oh, I'm assuming dining for a cause is some of the proceeds go to.
Yeah, 10% of the sales from 4 to 8 goes to the organization, but it's
isn't that nice?
It doesn't include delivery though. It's dine in and carry out.
Yeah.
Why aren't you in there tossing the crust and things like that?
I got too much stuff to do, and it's my plan to get there eventually. I'm either trying to sell my properties or have someone run them.
That's also one of those things. Every guy wants to run a bar until he runs a bar. Okay. Everybody's wanted to like make their own kind of pizzas. And I've always had a dream about building my own pizza oven and really creating all these things. Is it as much fun actually doing it as it seems for the people that don't do it?
I mean, don't get me wrong. We have our bad days and we have our days that we just don't want to do it. But the good days definitely outweigh the worst. I mean, it's all about the family and the structure that we have inside the kitchen that makes it everything that it is.
That's what it sounds like.
And I just want to tell you, so Jeff Bezos was interviewed recently, the guy who owns Amazon, and they talked to him about his job. And he said, out of my day, like 80% I didn't like. You know what I mean? He became the richest guy in the world. But I just want to say that that's nice that you said the good days outweigh the bad days. That's the way I think my life's pretty much been. But there are bad days.
Absolutely. I mean, uncomfortability is the way that you grow, embracing that.
But you guys have a lot of fun with these creativity pizzas, and we're stopping
it. We put that in fun.
Give us the address and the website one more time so we can get down there.
That will be 2407 Jackson Street, and then the website will just be simple and easy, www.zeronis.com.
We're there. Thanks for doing this, and thanks for giving back to the community.
No problem.
It speaks very highly of you as an owner. All right, you guys, we are going to see you soon. Like, what time do you open? 11? 11 o'clock. I saw that on the website. I'll be there. All right.
We'll be ready.
We're going to be right back.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, this year they have snow. Sean Connolly will be joining us to talk about the Birkebeiner. A little weather and wine with Brittany Merlot. More snow on the way. All the details coming up. Don't miss
Matt
it.
Matinair on Air. Weekday mornings at 11. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Questions about Ukraine's future. President Trump has called Russian President Vladimir Putin to talk about ending the war, but he was noncommittal when asked if Ukrainian President Zelensky would play an equal role in the discussions. Tesla CEO Elon Musk speaking by video call at the annual World Governments Summit in Dubai, saying entire federal government agencies in the United States will soon be eliminated.
It's kind of like if they're leaving a weed, if you don't remove the roots of the weed, then it's easy for the weed to grow back. But if you remove the roots of the weed, it doesn't stop weeds from ever growing back, but it makes it harder.
NASA, the latest government agency, told to prepare for a reduction of employees. As for those government buyout offers, the window is now closed for those who to make a decision, a federal judge clearing the way for the buyouts to proceed, and the offers are no longer being made. A car ramming in Munich, Germany, believed to be a terror attack. 28 people hurt, some critically. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale.